You're listening to the audio production of Sacred Pathways Audio Bible Study by Gary Thomas, published by Zondervan. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Sacred Pathways includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambiance of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching. While not required for the audio experience, these studies are designed to partner with a coordinating study guide sold separately.
Earlier this year, we had a new addition to our family, a Cavalier King Charles puppy named Quincy. One of the sweetest animals I've ever known, but also one of the most emotionally needy. He has to be with his people all the time. Since I'm the early riser in our home, I would get up first to let him out and then try to feed him breakfast. And I found something that was a little bit funny to me. I was first trying to feed him in our pantry. I would just put his food in his bowl. And the problem was, if I then walked out, Quincy would follow me. He had to have me in his sight at all times. Even though he was hungry from not eating overnight, it was more important to him to be close to me than it was to have his hunger needs met. So the only way I could get him to eat was to literally stand over him as he ate. And it was funny. I even took a video of it to show others. He would take a bite, and then he would look up over his shoulder to make sure I'm still there with him. And then he would take another bite, putting his head down, and then look again. And his passion to be with me, even over his natural physical hunger, reminded me of David, who said in Psalm 63:1 that he longed for God, that he thirsted for God in a dry and weary land where there is no water, in the middle of a desert, where you would naturally find yourself to be very thirsty and very hungry. David says his greatest need is still spiritual, to connect with the Almighty God. And it makes sense when we're invited and we find our greatest needs met in relationship to such a wonderful, glorious, affirming God. We were created to find our highest, truest, and most intense delight in God. So why is it that we often consider quiet times or devotional times to be disciplines and burdens instead of a delight? I don't believe it's the who. We were created to know God. We were designed to find our highest desire in Him, who He is in His wonder, His grace, His majesty, His love, His affirmation. It can't be the who, which got me to think, maybe it's the how. Maybe the reason we have difficulty setting time alone to be with the Lord is because of the how, the way that we're taught to do it. I thought of this one time when I was working on a project, and the person actually had a reservation to meet with Billy and Ruth Graham for dinner and suggested maybe I should just bring you along. Now, the problem with that is I already had a plane ticket set to leave, and I'd have to postpone that. And you know how it goes with airlines. They're like, sure, we'll send you here for $300. And if you change your ticket last minute, it's only another $1,000. But you know what? I didn't care. I'm going to whip out the credit card on that one. The chance to meet with Billy and Ruth Graham, I mean, two enormous influence in 20th century Christianity. It didn't matter to me what it cost. This was a one-time opportunity. The other problem is I had already appointments with other people, and those would have to be canceled if I came home late. But you know what? Again, I thought, you know what? I could go to any one of my friends and say, it was Billy Graham or you. I chose Billy Graham. And I think any one of my friends would say, Gary, I think you chose wisely. Now, as it turned out, I didn't get to have that private dinner. Some other things came in and made...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?